Victorians dealt with their uncertainty in two ways. The first was to delay interment for several days. A week was not uncommon, and await the unmistakable olfactory evidence of the beloved one's departure from this world. Indeed, the Victorian willingness to postpone burial sometimes reached extremes. When the Duke of Wellington died in 1852, there was public debate about the way his state funeral should be conducted. The Iron Duke simply had to wait until these disagreements were settled, and he was not actually buried until more than 2 months after his death. The second method for avoiding premature burial was technological. The Victorians contrived an elaborate series of warning and signalling devices to enable a dead person to make known his resuscitation. A wealthy individual might be buried with a length of iron pipe connecting his casket to the ground above, and a trusted family servant would be required to remain at the cemetery day and night for a month or more on the chance that the deceased would suddenly awake and begin to call for help. Persons buried above ground, in family vaults, were often placed in patented spring-loaded caskets with a complex maze of wires attached to arms and legs, so that the slightest movement of the body would throw open the coffin lid. Many considered this method preferable to any other, for it was believed that individuals often returned from a state of suspended animation in a mute or partially paralysed condition. The fact that these spring-loaded coffins popped open months or even years later, undoubtedly the result of some external vibration or deterioration in the spring mechanism, only heightened the widespread uncertainty about how long a person might lie dead before coming back to life, even for a moment. Most signalling devices were costly and available only to the wealthy classes. Poor people adopted a simpler tactic of burying relatives with some implement, a crowbar or a shovel, on the vague assumption that if they revived, they could dig themselves out of their predicament. There was clearly a market for an inexpensive alarm system, and in 1852, George Bateson applied for and received a patent for the Bateson Life Revival Device, described as a most economical, ingenious and trustworthy mechanism superior to any other method and promoting peace of mind amongst the bereaved at all stations of life, constructed of the finest materials throughout. And there is an additional comment. A device of proven efficacy in countless instances in this country and abroad. Bateson's belfry, as it was ordinarily known, was a plain iron bell mounted on the lid of the casket over the deceased's head and connected by a cord or wire through the coffin to the dead person's hand, such that the least tremor shall directly sound the alarm.